Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you very much, Jay. This week, I want to study with you the events that lead up to the return of Jesus Christ back to the earth at the end of the seven-year tribulation period. But first, let me remind you how the entire book of Ezekiel unfolds.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Ezekiel is divided into two parts. The first part is the first 32 chapters. It's a message of retribution. Retribution. Ezekiel lays out for us the message that God gave to him to give to his people and the neighbors, the enemies of the Jewish people. Chapters 1 to 24 is a message of retribution to the Jews, and then chapters 25 to 32 is a message of retribution to the neighbors of the Jewish people. Chapter 33 then begins another series of messages. This would be the messages of restoration. He's going to restore the kingdom people, the Jewish people, and he's going to restore their practices, the kingdom practices. Chapter 37 is the deal that helps us to get underway. It's the first prophecy that is of major importance. By the way, look back at chapter 33 just a second. Chapter 33, I want to show you what happened, verse 22. Now, when the hand of the Lord was upon me in the evening, before he that was escaped from Jerusalem, it's talking about, had opened my mouth until he in the morning, and my mouth was open, and I was no more dumb. God loosens his tongue and gives him a message of restoration. Chapter 37, it's the Valley of Dry Bones. Look at verse 7. So I prophesied as he commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and his bones came together, bone to bone. Verse 8, and when I had behold, lo, sinew and flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them from above, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9, then he said, preach unto the wind. Verse 10, so I prophesied at the commandment, and breath came in unto them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Now that's apocalyptic literature. What in the world is it talking about? Bones coming together, flesh coming on the bones, breath of life being breathed into them. It's a three-part prophecy. The bones coming together are the regathering. The flesh coming on the bones are the restoration, and the breath being breathed into them is regeneration. Regeneration, regathering, restoration of whom? Well, how did I tell you to interpret apocalyptic literature? Keep reading. Look at verse 11. I went to verse 10. Look at verse 11. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. He's talking about the Jews who had been scattered to the four corners of the earth. I'm going to find them and bring them into the land. Go back to chapter 34. Chapter 34 of the book of Ezekiel. I'm not giving you a complete teaching on Ezekiel. I'm trying to whet your appetite, but I'm trying to show you how this is key to understanding what God's going to do. Verse 11, chapter 34. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search out my sheep and seek them out. Middle part of verse 12. So I seek out my sheep and will deliver them from all the places where they have been scattered. Verse 13. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from their countries. Verse 14. I will feed them in a good pasture. Verse 15. I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down. Verse 16. I will seek that which was lost. Do you hear me repeating a phrase? I will. The Lord is telling the Jewish people, I will. If you read from verse 11 all the way to verse 31, you'll see that God says it 18 times. I will find my people where they have been scattered. I will gather them in. I will bring them into their land. I will feed them like a good shepherd feeds his flock. I will. Look, it settles if he says one time. What about if he says it 18 times? You better be paying attention. Go to chapter 36. He talks about the land in chapter 36. You see, what is going on is I'm going to bring the people from all over the world. It's called Aliyah. Say that word in Hebrew. Aliyah. Say it again. Aliyah. That means to go up to Jerusalem. But today it's applied to those Jews coming from all over the world. Since Judy and I moved into Jerusalem in 1991, in the first 5 years we were there, 1.3 million Jews from Russia came. You go to Jeremiah chapters 16, 23, 31. You'll see they'll bring them out of the north. And that's where Russia is because Ezekiel 5:5 says, Jerusalem is in the center of the earth. That was an increase in the nation of 37%. A nation that was approximately 3.5 million people became 5 million people in just a couple of years. I will. 35 times in chapter 36, it refers to the land. Notice what he says in verse 6. Prophesy therefore concerning the land. Verse 8. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches. Verse 11. I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. Look at here at the last part of verse 11. And I will settle you after your old estates, how it was with your forefathers. And I will do better unto you than at your beginnings, and you shall know that I am the Lord. He's going to bring him into the land. Why is he going to bring him into the land? A Jewish rabbi, when I was witnessing to him in my office in New York City, after I got finished, he said this. And his name was Meir Kahana. I don't know if you ever heard of that rebel-rousing Jew. He was the one killed just before 9/11 by the same people who did the 9/11 thing. He said when I got finished, he said, Jimmy, I want to tell you why God does anything for an Orthodox Jew like me or a born-again Christian like you. And he brought me to chapter 36, verse 22. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel. I do this for my holy name's sake. When God could swear by nothing greater, he swore, I will bring the people back. God's not finished. And what have we been watching? Over the last 100 years, out of 108 nations of the world, Jews have been coming into the land. Jeremiah 31, 23 says, when I bring them into the land, I'll give them their pure language. Zephaniah 3:9, a parallel passage. When I bring them into the land, I'll resurrect their language. Awesome what he's doing. And I do it for my holy name's sake. Let me just give you something. Chapter 35. Notice what chapter 35 says. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. Who is Mount Seir? Chapter 36 of the book of Genesis. God tells Esau, no longer can you live here. Chapter 37, verse 1. Jacob and his family is going to live here. Chapter 36, verse 7. The riches of both of you boys is too much for this land. You're going to Mount Seir. Where's Mount Seir? Lower third of modern day Jordan. Who went there? Esau and the Edomites changed his name to Edom. Now that piece of real estate in biblical times is called Edom. It's called modern day Jordan. They went to a place called Petra. And there they headquartered. Now he says, I'm going to destroy you, Mount Seir. But remember what God told Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau? Two nations are in thy womb. Jacob is Israel, Esau, the Palestinian people of today. He said, I'm going to wipe you out. Why is he going to wipe him out? Look here in verse 5. Because thou hast a perpetual hatred, Esau said in chapter 27 of Genesis, when my father dies, I will kill Jacob. Perpetual hatred and has shed the blood of the children of Israel. Verse 10. Because thou hast said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it. Hamas, on the front page of my website today, prophecytoday.com. Hamas, we will eliminate the Jewish state. We're not going to negotiate for a second state, Palestine. We'll eliminate the Jewish state, and all of Israel will be Palestine. This is so up to date, it's like reading the front page of the newspaper. Chapter 38, it talks about the alignment of the nations coming together. We just touched on that on chapter 11 of Daniel when I said Syria would be the first major player to move. Egypt will form a coalition in Daniel 11. I'm sorry, I just can't go through all of this. I'm trying to whet your appetite to study it yourself. But notice what it says up here. Verse 2, Son of man, set thy face against Gog in the land of Magog. I told you that's modern-day Russia. That's where Jephthah's son went to live. And the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, go to verse 6, Gomer, all of his bands in Tagarma, that's modern-day Turkey. Tayyip Erdogan wants to be the pan-Islamic leader of the world. The spread of Islam stopped in Turkey. He wants to restart it. That's his whole purpose today. Look here in verse 5, Persia. Until 1936, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan were called Persia. They have three different names today, but Iran still speaks Persian. Ethiopia and Libya. Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Libya. And if I could take you to Psalm 83, I would show you the state of Saudi Arabia and Lebanon will join. And these nations will come to destroy the nation of Israel. When will they come? Look at verse 8. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come up to the land that brought back out of the sword. Look at the last part of it. Where they are dwelling safely, all of them. Verse 11. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go up to them that are at risk, that dwell safely. When are the Jewish people going to ever dwell safely in the land? After the rapture of the church, the Antichrist appears. What does he do? Chapter 9, verse 27 of Daniel confirms a peace treaty. They think he's the Messiah, so they lay down their weapons. That's what verse 11 says. You know, at the time Ezekiel wrote this, 2,500 years ago, he didn't know about F-16s, Mark V tanks, the most sophisticated tank in the world. He didn't know about Apache attack helicopters. He knew that the only way you would defend yourself was a wall around the city. So he says they'll be living in unwalled villages. And they will come under attack by a coalition of nations. What's the lowest common denominator of those coalition of nations? They're all Islamic. And that is key. They have to come to wipe out Israel. Joel, remember I talked about Garden of Eden? Joel 2 and 3 says, largest army ever formed on the face of the earth will go to the Garden of Eden. They want to set up a caliphate. That's a worldwide kingdom. The Mahdi, the Messiah in Arabic, is about to appear. Ahmadinejad believes he's living in the apocalyptic age. That indeed, if he can bring about a catastrophe, what kind of catastrophe, Mr. Ahmadinejad? We'll send an atomic weapon, a nuclear weapon of mass destruction into Israel. We can hit every target in there. Boy, the stage is set. What's God going to do? Verse 18, he says, in chapter 38, it'll come to pass at that time God shall come against the land of Israel. And he's going to come and he's going to destroy him. Look at chapter 39, verse 2. And I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee. What's he going to do? He's going to wipe out the Islamic world. That's key. Where's the Antichrist during this first 3.5 years of the tribulation period? He's in Rome, Italy. He's building a false church. Islam doesn't coexist with a false church. They're an exclusive religiosity. So Islam has to be wiped out for God's plan to unfold. 9/11 was the beginning of the end. They're the major players still today. Rapture happens. Islam is key. But then they attack Israel. They are signing their death knell. 5 out of every 6. So that the Lord can set up the plan he has unfolding in the end times.
God's plan for the end times, as foretold in Bible prophecy, will be fulfilled. The Lord will bring the Jews into the land of their forefathers. By the way, the land that the Jewish people have today is only 10% of what He will give them ultimately. When in the land, an alignment of nations will attack the Jewish state, only to be destroyed by the Lord. The Jews are in the land. And the nations of the Middle East are preparing to try and wipe Israel off the earth. We don't let current events drive our understanding of Bible prophecy. However, after we study God's end time scenario, we can then look at current events and see where we are on God's time clock for the future. Next week, as we continue our study of Ezekiel, I'll take you through the last 8 chapters of the book, which gives us what I believe is the greatest evidence of the soon coming of Jesus Christ back to the earth. We'll study about the coming Jewish temple to be built in Jerusalem. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of our study on the book of Ezekiel.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...